This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Gabriel Thompson got an assignment for the magazine Golf Digest as part of a four-part series on Latino golfers and Latinos in the golf industry. He took some jobs working for golf courses. His piece, The Caretakers, hits the stands in Golf Digest today. Mr. Thompson, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You went undercover for this series. Give me a sense of what your days were like.
So I think our shift started 4 or 5 in the morning. Besides having to cut the greens and make sure the water level is right, there's storms, there's leaves that need to be raked. So from the moment you get started to the moment you end, you're constantly in motion.
And your fellow workers were almost entirely immigrants. Many of them, you think, people who are here illegally without documentation?
It's a mix. You know, I went around the country to different courses. I think like most low-wage workplaces, there's a good number of undocumented immigrants. But there's also a number of Latino immigrants who are, in fact, either legal residents or U.S. citizens.
In fact, you spent some time with one golf course worker who really needs a second job to keep his family going.
Yeah, Francisco's an incredible guy. I mean, he has a job at a course making about $9 an hour. So he took on a second job working at McDonald's. And so I followed him through the course of the day that starts at 5 in the morning, gets off at the golf course at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then drives across town to start his shift at McDonald's, and will get home at 10 or 11 at night.
Yeah, so it's an extraordinarily long day. It's your impression, though, that when folks go out on the golf course, they're not aware of what's really making this tick, and that it is it's a very labor-intensive industry, and there's a lot of folks working hard who are often invisible.
Well, think about the ideal golf course worker. The ideal is to be invisible. You know, you arrive early, and then once people show up, you're quiet, you're behind the scenes, you're trying not to disturb them. And I think my purpose in the piece is to introduce golfers to this world upon which they're very dependent, but upon which they know very little about.
Gabriel Thompson went undercover working on several golf courses for a piece he did in Golf Digest titled The Caretakers. Mr. Thompson, thank you.
Thank you.